This is yellow.
Fixed.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah. For anybody joining on the stream, we talked basically through the points there. yeah, I won't repeat all of it. Sorry. And then, yeah, we have those higher level abstractions, and we get things like the timeline, where you can say, I want to send a new event to the timeline, and it's immediately appearing in this reactive stream, and then in the background, putting it into the send queue if you don't have network, and then sending the event. And then there is a last crate in this Rust SDK monorepo, and that's the FFI layer. And this is basically just to get Rust compatible with other programming languages. But it actually does a little bit more than one would expect. So it actually has even more abstractions to make it more accessible for actual developers in Kotlin or Swift. And it's using UniFFI. So basically, the idea is you could just have this one set of instructions how Rust code is mapped to other programming languages. And then it's just getting, it just generates bindings for all kinds of languages. So, as of now, what kind of platform support do we have? So as I said before, we have UniFFI with Kotlin and Swift. That's why it works with Element X on Android and iOS. But there currently is no support for TypeScript. And as I said, or as the title says, like this talk is all about getting the Rust SDK running with WebAssembly and then building a web client based on the Rust SDK, which, yeah, as of now, didn't really work. Because most of it, UniFFI like doesn't has bindings to TypeScript. And there is parts of the Rust SDK which are already used in Element Web, actually, and that is the CryptoCrate. So the CryptoCrate has specific WebAssembly bindings, which are not UniFFI, because you need to do your own thing, and that is what we use in Element Web, so that parts of Element Web actually already run on the Rust SDK. Cool. So. The next thing. So now I just go through like a very rudimentary introduction to WebAssembly. So basically, it's just CPU instructions, as it says, WebAssembly. So there's no such thing. Like if you develop for JavaScript, you have basically the whole browser API, which is almost like an operating system. And in WebAssembly, you really just have executable code without any environments. So you have you're lacking all the common runtime features. This goes as far as you don't even have access to like system time, because it's really just executing code. And you also don't have any DOM access. So all those additional things you would need through some bind generation to some other programming language which then has native integration with the platform. There is a performance penalty to it. Even though it's pretty performant, it is not compiled for one specific architecture. So the assembly format is relatively generic. Hence, there's a